Hey, it's the V-Spot, your vulnerable space to grow. I'm Vessel.
And I'm Camille Veronica.
And I'm living in Friday. Friday! Woo! It feels like we just did this, like, yesterday, right? It really does.
No, for real.
I'm so serious. It feels like I really just went to, like, woo, it's Friday. Because it really is Friday, right? It's not Tuesday.
Right.
Okay. just check. So, look, we're going to jump right in because
okay, let's go.
This conversation is one of those ones that I feel needs all the good time that we got in our bodies and our life. But I will admit that I started this week off a little bit disgruntled. I can't remember last time I used that word. It's amazing.
About to say, what's going on with you?
Amazing what a good book will read. By the way, I am reading, not that Disgruntled is in the book, but I am reading America's Original Sin by Jim Wallace. If you have not got it, I have not finished it, so I will not go further about the book. But it is America's Original Sin, which is, by the way, racism, white privilege, and the bridge to a new America. That's the book. but that's not just why that word came out. I don't know. So, but I started out this week because, as you all know, if you follow the last episode, we addressed the importance of getting out and vote and taking someone with you. We had our primary here, some final Marys, because if there was only two people running the race, whoever got the most, they win. But if there were multiple individuals, you had to get up to 51% in certain areas 51% of the total amount of votes that voted for that. We did not get our state attorney. We also did not get a couple judges. And we didn't get a couple city officials, that I at least was really, really rooting for. And it was a heavy hit. I just want to ask my women, if there is ever a time that I would say I need y'all to ring y'all golden bells, walk around in the streets with your tits out, this is the time. I need y'all to realize that this is a very, very vital opportunity. The iron is hot. I don't know what else to put it, but if you are a woman and you running for anything, run, because you are winning. You are absolutely winning, and we need your leadership. I think we've understood the role of a woman, especially a Black woman, in my case, has been the lead and has been the bearer of a lot of challenges and troubles in this world. First Black person to run was a woman, if I'm not mistaken. I mean, they want to attribute some other presidents as being, Black, but, having Black in their blood. But for the most part, you have examples where women have done what men were, quite frankly, a little frightened to do. And so I just need some women out there. I need some women to take charge and really run really good races. You have my support. I'm not a feminist, but I am a person who believes that diversity is of gender, if you go by gender. There needs to be some diversity. And sometimes a lot of men on anything, we like to fight and go back and forth. And although we can be very catty and we can be very girl-like, there's nothing.
Wait a minute. Are you saying being catty is girl-like?
Oh,
hold up now. Because let me be clear.
Everybody can be catty.
Okay,
Catty
don't have a gender. Let me just say that now. Thank you very much. Continue forward.
Okay. As we were going into the
thank
direction,
you.
I support y'all. I just need y'all to get out there and do it. I just need y'all to do it. So with that, that was where I started off my week. And then that led into some very eye-opening moments for me as it relates to my decisions. and choices that I make. And for those that might have heard in earlier sessions, I run a campaign. It might be somewhat of a few men and women campaign, but I run a campaign, youmakethechange.com. And I really highlight how you as the individual are the center of the change you want to see. Now, we've heard that before. We've heard it a number of times. But I really take ownership of it, particularly for my own life. And with me feeling like that and feeling the way I did about the choices that I had, that I make in my life, I realized that there are some choices that I make out of fear. There are choices that that are not necessarily geared in a lot of good receipts, but I make them out of fear of whatever, you know, whatever the circumstance, you know, might be. I've made choices out of fear, staying on jobs because I've been fearful of not having a job or not having a paycheck come in, or, you know, and so I've reluctantly stayed in spaces for much longer. Same applies to relationships. So I've done that. I learned this week, though, that often when I've made choices that have not been well thought out, I have found myself stagnant in choices that I have thought out. And I don't know why. So I was at a very pivotal point. Whereas I make quicker choices when I'm in fear, but those that I'm not in fear or frightened or I'm not anxious about, I tend to take my time. But that time that I take often takes much longer and results, I won't say they're not equal, but it just something's just not able to do. So I ask myself, how is it that I can be more immediate in my response? And I don't know that I know the answer to this. I don't have a resolve on this, but I want to be like the fisherman. If you recall, there's a passage in the good book that they call the Bible that talks about how Jesus approached these men that were fishing, and they had had a very just bummy day, right? They were not really catching much of anything, you know, if anything at all. I don't think they were catching anything at all. You know, they were just not doing it. You know, they're not in. And he gave them instructions that seemed very out of zone. That, you know, like I could imagine the facial expressions they probably was giving one, this stranger, who they probably hadn't put two and two together, even though they knew about a man that was a stranger town. He was giving sight to the blind and he was doing all these amazing things. But I don't know, was he doing that by the time he reached them? I think he might've done those things by that time, but, they probably didn't know who he was. And so he's given them instructions to cast their, you know, their nets out, nets with S, to the deep. Hey guys, we had a little bit of technical difficulty. Don't worry, we'll be right back with you. You're listening to The V-Spot, your vulnerable space to grow. Hey, okay. We had a little break right there. We back though, don't worry. So I was sharing. Did you catch it?
I caught up to the point where you were describing, you know, I hate when you listen and then all of a sudden somebody asking you like, what was that?
Well, you make sure you go back and listen. So I'm going and I'm sharing about the development actually of the disciples, really, because that's really what it was.
You were talking about the fishermen.
Yeah, the fish.
And the fishermen. Jesus approaching the soon to be disciples. They had not become disciples yet. Yeah, that's what I heard.
Gotcha. Yes. And so in them asking that, in Jesus asking that, there was some hesitation, right? In that first initial thing, there was some hesitation, right? There was some immediate hesitation, partly probably because of their experiences, right? They had some experiences that, hey, I've thrown my net out there and then nothing came back in. I've thrown my net multiple times. What make you think it's going to change now that you asking me to do it, right? Hold that right there. I'm going to just tell that right there, I think, is a part of this answer that I need. So They do it. And then they, you know.
Hold on, wait. You just had a revelation of your own?
I did. I really did. Did you catch it? Because I caught it. But I'm going to come back to that one right there. I'm going to come back to it. Because I just get, this is how it happens, ladies and gentlemen. I just want y'all to know, this is exactly how me and my sister experience these conversations. This is exactly why you have the V-spot. Because I'm vulnerable enough to talk through this moment with you all. And with her, right? Yes. This is not something that we've talked about. This is not pre-rehearsed. This ain't even really pre-recorded because I just pressed the go send after.
Yes.
After I get off. So they then do it, not miraculously, but in their mind, miraculously. Not miraculously, but in their mind, miraculously. My God.
You done had another revelation right there? I hope you got some pens for all of this information that you put.
Man, look at here, boy. Okay. Please get this with me, y'all. Please. And you know what? Go ahead and share this on a Sunday, even though it might have a few words of exclamation somewhere, because it's Friday and we can do that on Friday. But still play this on your Sunday. So they did it. And then I can only imagine that they were just so excited about what had just happened. Mm-hmm. You got to be so thrilled and so exuberantly full of all the awe that just happened that he then immediately instructs them to put down all that they are doing and follow him. And that good book says that they responded immediately. Now, immediately they went on to follow him. Now I can honestly say that knowing the journey as we have from our perspective, from the written influenced or what they call it, inspired journey that we have to read, it wasn't all peaches and cream.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't all glorious. It had a lot of tears and a lot of aches and a lot of pains and a lot of inner jerks. And it was a lot, right? We know that later on because we have access to the later on content in the story. But those two men did not know what they were about to endure and come up against. My gosh, I think I'm done. I think I am really done with this, right? I think
okay. I'm about to be done. Now, I'm not sure how you got done and we sitting here waiting to find out where you about to take this boat.
Because I think what has been happening to me in my move of fear and finding that I move quicker when I'm in fear of one, losing something, one, not having something, the absence of something. I now see that when I do take my time and draw, I couldn't say that it was all bad, but it just didn't seem as though, it seemed like it was such a much longer process than when I moved immediately. And I wanted to ask, how can I get to a place where I'm not procrastinating? Because it really isn't even procrastinating in the sense that I don't even feel the same urgency like I do. And maybe it's another aspect of procrastination, but I want to be more intentional about my immediate response to things. And here is why I feel and especially about things that I've properly planned. And here's why I feel like that is the case. Because I've had a couple moments within this week alone where I've planned out some things and I cannot seem to move in them. I cannot seem to hurdle the moment. And I don't believe that it is it's helping me to stay here. I really don't believe that it's helping me, but I haven't seen my plan full circle yet. I haven't seen the window of escape. But if I was fearful, if I was fearful, and I always keep going back to this example, and I know you're going to dread it, but if I was fearful for my life, I would leave the house if it was on fire.
Mm-hmm.
I probably would think about the things that I'm leaving behind, but I would probably be more interested in getting my ass out of the, there we go. See, I knew it was coming. Still use this for Sunday, because it's still a good word. Still use it for Sunday, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, but I would be worried about getting my butt out of that house and getting to safety and getting everybody that's with me into safety, more so than the planning process of grab the bags, got to get this, got to get that. There's no time for that. And I'm wondering where that is. Can you help me? Can you help me in any? Now, let me tell you something that I caught at the beginning of when I said aha. The first aha that I caught was who was asking me to do it.
Mm-hmm. Come on, church.
That was the first aha.
Because that makes all the difference right there.
Yeah, that make, man, let me tell you. Woman, let me tell you.
Either way.
Either.
Listener, let me tell you. Okay.
Listener, let me tell you that they just right there, that all right there just got me in together, right? Mm-hmm. It matters who I'm moving on and what I'm moving on and what I'm moving and who's giving me the instructions and guidance that I need to be moving in, right? It matters, right? Whether I totally know everything I need to know about the voice, and that's another thing. I am guilty of trying to assess your credibility. I am guilty of trying to assess your credibility for how dare you try to give me health if you're not a doctor, right?
Mm-hmm.
Overlooking the fact that you could have experienced the pain.
Mm-hmm.
You could have experienced the problem. You may not be the doctor, but maybe you were the patient. Is it not more credible to have been the patient than to be the doctor? I don't know. I feel what you're trying to do to me, good most God, because I'm going through it. It's happening to me, right? I just want to be really in. I want to be quicker on my response.
Let me throw something in for you.
Throw it in.
The who's asking you is so critical, and part of that is because our self responds to things as we see fit. However, I think some of this would be a little bit more urgent for you more often or more on a consistent basis. Now, be careful. I'm about to tell you what it is.
Okay.
Is that if what you are doing is purely God's will and not your own. Okay. Now, see, I didn't even take you up in there. I did not.
The fireworks just went off.
You see what I'm saying? The ask then could be from somebody that you otherwise would have discredited or not been interested in, but because the ask was within the divine will of God, then you say to yourself, yes, I might be reluctant or I might be.
Oh, come back.
I know this is the way I'm supposed to be going.
Yeah.
Then mm-hmm. I'm devising the plan.
Stay with me. Because I hear you. Don't go out.
Okay. There was a little spot on there.
Okay.
Versus the part where you are manipulating or you're deciding who's valuable or you're deciding what's worthy. Now, the other side of that also, not the other side, in addition to, I think what God calls us to is both the well thought out and well planned, as well as the walk by faith and not by sight moment, so that you have to balance those two as long as you're willing to see when they are in the will of God, the urgency will be there for us to move quickly. And really, if you think about it, if we lived as if today was the last day, which I still haven't learned how to do that, but if we did, we might not be wasting our time on some of the Holy Ghost just spoke.
Did you just get one? did you just get one? That's what I'm talking about. Come on now.
Your tongue ain't gonna be wagging on some stuff you don't need to be talking about if this literally was your last day, even your last week. the energy and effort. Oh. You be worried about using your gifts to the glory of God. Come on. But then you spend hours talking about folks or turning your nose up at somebody or looking down on somebody. Okay, I hear you. Thank you.
You hear me? You hear him. You hear her.
You see? Okay, because y'all know, those of us who think we holy, you know, we come a real righteous on somebody in a minute. Because we aren't like them. We are better than them.
Yeah.
And therefore, you know, what
in
you need to be doing.
You feel we're better.
Right.
That's
right.
Even better than that. You know, in that moment, how could you do that, right? Mm-hmm. In that moment, you know, when I'm over here, you know, maintaining my marriage.
Right.
but you out here doing shenanigans.
Right.
How dare you? But because you don't know, my mind went there last week.
Right.
It's not there this week.
Right.
But it went there last week.
Right.
Yeah. Gotcha.
Right. So if we're functioning in a realm where we really are aligned with God, and that means, I mean, come on, y'all. That means put your phone down, even if the meditation music is on it. But I mean, like being present with God, being in the spaces where you no longer question, was that God talking to me, or was that just my heart, just, you know, or not my heart's desire, but just my mind saying, you ought to have this. She ain't better than you. You could have been had that. You know, like then those things that are asked of you, you are not resentful, and you're not showing up late for stuff, and you're not waiting to the last minute.
That's
because
it.
Because it is that which God has really called you to do. Oh.
Yeah, that's it.
What God has really called you to do. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
God is so good, y'all. Y'all need a praise break.
Y'all need to serve him. Y'all need to worship him, and y'all need to just go ahead and realize that it's. And I can't tell you guys. Let me listen, because my listeners, I know y'all like, okay, where is this? Where's this Friday? Where are they going with this? I have to not excuse the moment, but I have to give you understanding that this is how it works with our conversations, right? This is truly, when I tell you, the way we manage the moment, and we just allow you access to it. That's what this V-spot is. This V-spot is really a vulnerable space in all aspects of our life. And so right now is a moment where we are getting spoken to in the moment. In the moment, our moments, our own life is being transformed. If you can imagine when a minister or when an instructor gets an aha moment, that's what this is. This is an aha moment, because I honestly feel like I have been really beating myself up this week at things that I didn't follow through on, right? Mm-hmm. I planned it, but I didn't follow through on it. And I really wanted to give this on today, one, because it's just been happening a lot this week. And I'm gonna be honest, you know, it may be in the areas that people may not feel are the most holier, you know, playing the lottery. Mm-hmm. I missed twice the lottery numbers that I planned on playing. So let me just throw that out there. So one of these moments is me planning a lottery. Now, it is very valid that, was that in the will of God for me to gain that, you know, those, or to put those numbers in? I don't know. I just know it was in the will of my pocket to have the money that I could have had for those pick four and the pick three. Pick four and the pick three, right? But then it turned around and happened again. During an auction experience where I literally had the item, knew I wanted to get rid of the item, knew it was time to put the item out there because it was a hot ticket time. And I planned it and didn't do it and didn't follow through it. And so when I went back on the 19th, it should have happened. When I went back and I saw what happened, I missed a moment, right? Mm-hmm. I feel like I missed a moment that could have provided me with some financial freedom that I needed for this upcoming week. And it was really burdening me down to think that here it is, if I was fearful, if I was afraid, right, which I have acted in before, mm-hmm. I would be doing that immediately, right? Why didn't I do it in this moment? And so now I'm getting that answer literally as we have this moment on the V-Spot.
Mm.
I'm getting that, right? You know, the joy about knowing the outcome, or at least portions of the outcome, because I don't believe we know everything about the journey. We just know what the people put it inspired to put in the Bible. But what I do know is that they still were blessed in their process. That's what I know. I know that they had an opportunity to have an experience with God that was like. Yeah, we had another break in there again. Huh. So yeah, as I was saying, I felt like it was necessary for me to have this right now. And I'm glad. I'm glad I did. I'm glad I was obedient in this and got mm-hmm. a response, right? I was going back and I was saying that what I do know about the journey that they had, it was a blessing, and it was one that was beyond, right, what they sacrificed by leaving what they knew, you know, and that's a real challenging thing to do that. To leave what you know, to go somewhere where you don't know. And that is part of what happened to me this time too. I feel like I'm planning so much to prepare for tomorrow. And what if tomorrow never comes? But I planned for it, right? Am I planning in not doing it because I feel like I have tomorrow? I guess that was the other part of it. You know, am I only putting it in tomorrow's bracket because I'm not, I feel like I have tomorrow to do it mm-hmm. when I can do it today, you know, or when I should be doing it today. So, yeah.
I think also, and did we talk about no, that was our own conversation. I think the, again, with urgency and being intentional and mindful yeah. and all those things like that, mm-hmm. I think the preparation is like the maidens and the oil lamp. You know, I mean, the having the oil ready for
that was our conversation,
right? Yeah, for the bridegroom. So mm-hmm. I think that's why I say I believe there is a level of responsibility to be prepared.
Yeah.
And then there is that walk by faith and not by sight moment where you're instinctively, you know, I need to go this direction. And again, I don't mean outside of the will of God. I'm just saying that I think we're called to both. And I think we're able to do both. And we have to do both. So we prepare. So we are always, you know, we're ready. So we don't have to get ready.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, and so that when opportunities come up, we're not scrambling around, or we're not feeling like, oh, if I had this in place, I could have done this, done the other. But at the same time, we are present in moments where we can appreciate what's happening right now. You know, like I always think about, you talk about being at concerts and everybody got the phone up, but you paid to go to the concert and you're mm-hmm. not even engaged in the concert. You know, mm-hmm. like finding that balance between the two, because we do tend to do a lot of planning and not a whole lot of executing.
Mm-hmm.
And then we sit back and we're regretful, or we're annoyed, or we're frustrated because it seems to be a habit or a pattern, which then sounds like something we need to find a way to break the habit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if it takes 21 days to create a new habit, then let's create a new habit that says we create a sense of urgency. And how do we do that? Is that, you know, spending more time, like more purposeful time with God. And I don't necessarily mean becoming a monk, but I mean like being not just lay down and pray real fast and go to sleep, but like really give God time you know, the same way we give our phones time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, like be with God the way we carry our phones with us. You know, because wow. y'all take your phone to the bathroom.
Yeah.
Y'all need to get God to the toilet too.
Well, yeah. Well, I mean, one is more nasty. I mean, that's nasty from the bathroom, but yeah, I mean,
but you really know, I'm telling the truth. But mean, you we are, take our phones absolutely... to the dinner table. We take mm-hmm. our phones to the bathroom. We take our phone in the cars. We're, you know, like,
oddly enough, but then when you text somebody that you know does that and you don't get a response immediately, you don't get the same response, right? You get a right. response an hour later. But I know you take your phone with you. I've been around you. I know it's in your pocket. I know you felt that.
Right. Wow. Right. So that's, I just think that in that same sense that we, and maybe redefining that habit is different for different people, but it still has to be done so that the intention is set each day and the plan is made and the execution of the plan, because the question may be, why are we planning and we never execute, or yeah. why do we execute at the last minute?
Yeah.
And it may be fear, it may be something else as well, but if this is the last actual opportunity today that you have to create or to love or to share, then what gets in the way of you doing that in a way that, you know, honors God? And that's the other part of it too, is I think that us procrastinating is really the worst form of worship we could ever have, because it doesn't give God any honor whatsoever. Mm. I just spoke to myself, so I hope you heard that.
Okay. I heard it over here too. Okay. I heard okay. it over here.
Because that don't give God no glory. I just have to say it again.
I rush to give him thanks. I don't know. I think that it's oh my God, you know, it's never. Yeah. This most definitely was not a one size fit all, but it is it's enough shoes in the storehouse for your shoe, for your foot.
Indeed. Indeed.
This shoe was mine, but it was surely some shoes in there to fit your little foot.
I found a pair of sandals that look really cute. They look really cute. Thank you.
Oh, man. This has been the V-Spot, your vulnerable space to grow. I'm Vessel.
And I'm Camille Veronica.
And we're super excited that you just, you know, you challenge yourself to listen to us.
Indeed.
I appreciate it. And this is really a blessing. Thank you.
Indeed. Thank you.
You've been listening to The V-Spot, your vulnerable space to grow, with Vessel and Camille Veronica. We appreciate you listening and hope you'll follow us on social media, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. You'll find us at The V-Spot Radio. If you want to send us an email, email us at vspotradio@gmail.com. We love to hear from you and we love your feedback. Please let us know of topics that you're interested in hearing from us. Thank you.